FAR marks 75th annual Mayor's Prayer Luncheon. Actions always speak louder than words, Hernandez said. As your mayor, I strive to lead with faith at the center of everything I do. He said leadership extends beyond policy decisions and requires serving the community during difficult moments. I am constantly reminded that leadership is not just about making decisions, it is about people, Hernandez said. It is about putting our community first and doing what is right, even when it is not easy. U.S. Representative Monica de la Cruz also addressed attendees, sharing a personal reflection about serving in Congress. She said the words, "In God we trust," displayed above the speaker's chair on the House floor, serve as a reminder to seek guidance in legislative work. Keynote speaker Father Derlis Garcia focused on the relationship between faith and nation building. Garcia argued that a nation cannot be successfully built without God, citing the biblical story of King David and a quote attributed to founding father John Adams. Garcia said the U.S. Constitution was intended for a moral and religious people, and connected that idea to the luncheon's theme of glorifying God. The event also included a series of prayers led by representatives from government, law enforcement, business, healthcare, education, churches, and nonprofit organizations. Dr. Manish Singh, CEO of DHR Health, delivered the prayer for healthcare and the sick, asking for healing and support for patients, families, and medical professionals. Lord, we lift before you those who are sick, hurting, or in need of healing, Singh prayed. We pray for those who care for them, our doctors, nurses, and healthcare professionals. Singh concluded with a translated blessing, stating, "May all be happy. May all be free from disease. May all experience what is good, and may no one suffer." The program included prayers for the nation and government, military and first responders, media, business, education, churches, families, healthcare, and the city of FAR. Participants included representatives from the office of U.S. Senator Ted Cruz and Senator John Cornyn, the Texas Department of Public Safety, Region 1 Education Service Center, DHR Health, local banking institutions, faith organizations, and city government. The luncheon opened with a presentation of colors by the City of FAR Police Honor Guard, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance, the national anthem, and an invocation. The event concluded with a closing prayer led by Deputy City Manager Cynthia Garza Reyes.